We pray in Jesus' name, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
About 60 protesters lined the sidewalk in front of the UW clinic today, holding signs saying, abortion is not health care. The leader of the vigil, Steve Carlin, says he hopes the large turnout will convince doctors who plan to open the clinic to reconsider.
We're asking the university not to take this facility, which is a beautiful medical facility that should be the pride and joy of Madison and the pride and joy of Wisconsin. We're asking them not to turn that into a place of death and a killing center.
Current plans for the clinic are to offer abortions to women who are more than 13 weeks into their pregnancy. But UW Health spokeswoman Lisa Brunett says it's not a done deal yet. She says only two of the three partners in the proposed clinic have approved the plan, the UW Medical Foundation and Meritor Hospital.
UW Hospital has not. They will look at the issue next month, and then after that, the Madison Surgery Center Board would be prepared to act.
Opponents of the clinic say if it opens, doctors providing abortions would be violating state law that forbids the use of state funds to pay for late-term abortions. But Brunett says all of the procedures would be paid through private fees, Medicaid funds, or insurance policies. Opponents also claim there are plans to use fetal tissue from abortions at the clinic for research purposes, but Brunett says so far that's not part of the plan for the clinic. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.